There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I am absolutely delighted to introduce your newest instructor. She's a teacher, an author. Her name is Katie Singer. Her book, An Electronic Silent Spring. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about the environmental health of exposure to electromagnetic radiation, something that I have been very concerned about for a very long time, decades, at a minimum. And if you decide to read this book, it's An Electronic Silent Spring. It's available at Amazon. I wrote a review on Amazon about this book last night. If you decide to read this book, you can get it at Amazon, or we have two copies. We have only two signed autographed copies. If you want them from us, we can ship them to you. It will change your life. It will make you want to dump your cell phone immediately. Now, if you're not up for that, I suggest you tune back into, you know, on Monday. But if you really want to know about the threats of electromagnetic radiation, the diseases, the connecting of the dots, then this next hour is for you. Welcome, Katie Singer. pretty serious tone of this hour, right?
It is serious. I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Katie, I have the book in front of me. It's about 271 pages. It's a brilliantly written book. This is one of the most important books in the Finelli family library. I'm absolutely serious about what I'm saying. And what I'm going to do is send it, my copy, to one of our children. Because I want, well, actually, they're all going to read it. Because I've been saying this, and you say it so well. The electromagnetic radiation is absolutely positively killing us. We are surrounded by it. And it's got to stop. And so not only are we going to expose what it is, who's doing it, but we're going to talk about the solutions in this broadcast. So, Katie, let's start with electromagnetic radiation is a vast topic. There's no question about it. Where would you like to start?
I like to start with health because I certainly am asking all the time, what do I need to do to keep healthy or to get healthy? And as far as I can tell, you know, it's a pretty popular question. One of the things that I learned over the years it took me to write this book is that every cell in our bodies functions by electrochemical signals. Even when we're resting, our cells have measurable voltage. So we depend on electromagnetic energy. We depend on electromagnetic energy from the earth, from the solar wind, from other natural sources. We need it for everything from knowing when to eat and sleep, to keep balance, to digest food. We absolutely would not be here without electromagnetic energy from natural sources. And for me, that was amazing to know that my kidneys, my brain, my heart, all those things function by electrochemical signals. So for me, that's the starting place. When you begin to add man-made electromagnetic energy, that's when you get problems. And we've been doing that big time in the last, say, 135 years. You want me to keep going here?
Please do.
Okay. In the United States, we started laying out our electric grid around 1880. And then I'm just going to go back 20 years to say that's when we started using mobile devices and Wi-Fi and installing significant numbers of cell towers and wireless transmitting utility meters. Those are often called smart meters. We started doing that about 20 years ago. But if we look at this package of the last 135 years, what we've done is change the Earth's electromagnetic environment more significantly than at any time since humans showed up on the planet. And most of these electronics emit electromagnetic radiation, which, you know, we'll call it EMR for short. For me, it's an important question to say, okay, what are the sources of electromagnetic radiation that we're talking about? And this is where it gets scary, because basically a lot of the devices that we depend on that have in fact improved the quality of our lives, a lot of them create hazards for us. So a building's wiring, like a house's wiring or a school, any building's wiring can have problems with it. The wiring can be incorrect, and that will generate electromagnetic radiation. Excuse me. Power lines and transformers, a cordless landline telephone, baby monitors, a cell phone, an iPad, Wi-Fi, cell tower antennas, a transmitting utility meter, a digital alarm clock, any digital electronic device, energy-saving appliances, dimmer switches, fluorescent lights, wireless chargers, solar power inverters, the computers in newer cars, including hybrid and electric cars. All of these things emit electromagnetic radiation. You're wanting me to keep going here?
Well, you know, there's so many things that I could say. And so let me just say one thing. Just,
okay.
Just so just put the exclamation point on something you've just said. It's just one item, dimmer switches. You know, back in the 1970s, let's say, silicon-controlled rectifiers came on the market. Those push the button and turn the knob dimmer switches so you could, wow, you could make that light half as bright, save electricity.
Yeah.
Well, what it really did was it pulsed the alternating current. And with a silicon-controlled rectifier. And if you had an AM radio anywhere near that dimmer switch, it would buzz like crazy. It's like, wow, can't use these near AM radios. And people listened to AM radios back then. So now we have a way of measuring, somewhat scientifically, the amount of electromagnetic radiation with a simple AM radio from one device that, yeah, just sits there on the wall, and it's $7.99, a dimmer switch. So now we have a massive transmitter of electromagnetic radiation, and we didn't even know it.
Okay,
the only reason we know it...
Wait, go ahead. Wait, can I say something?
The only reason
here?
We... Sure.
No, you're not done yet. Go ahead.
The only reason we know it is it messes up that radio. And then so we plan around it. We don't use the dimmer switch when we're listening to the radio because we can't. All we hear is static.
Okay,
and
here's
we're not
what
thinking.
I got to jump in here because you're noticing electronic interference between the dimmer switch and the radio. That's electronic interference. It's recognized by engineers and anybody who's ever, you know, had two electronic devices going, and there's interference between them. We all know electronic interference, right? Nobody or very few people have been asking the question, gosh, does this stuff affect our health or our environment? Does electronic do those transmissions of electromagnetic energy affect us biologically? That's the question that we've ignored. We've just been delighted with what these devices do for us. And they do fabulous things. Who wouldn't want a dimmer switch? It's really cool.
Well, I can say that there are a few of us who have raised these concerns. When I was a computer consultant for school districts back in the 1990s, the early 1990s in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, I was the only computer engineer who refused to install wireless communications devices because I was concerned about the health effects. And I said to the principals and superintendents, mark my words, in 15 years from now, you're going to start learning about the effects of cancer. I mean, the cancer effects of these devices. Right now, everybody says they're safe and they're cool and they're neat and they really help children learn, which is another farce. However, I would not, and I refused, to install, design, or implement any technology that used wireless communications within the buildings. Because,
and I want to know, yeah, what was your, because, how, where did you have that thought that this was not, what was your thought that this wasn't a good idea?
Well, I had some absolute firsthand experience. I built, I owned a company that manufactured computers. And the computers that I designed were in a metal box, completely metal, metal on all sides. The only place that wasn't metal was with a little air vents to let air into the metal box and the little vents in the back of the power supply to let the air out.
Okay, wait, I got to come in here because I identify primarily as a first grader. And so I want to explain for the other first graders out there, metal attracts radiation.
Yeah.
And it also can shield radiation.
Correct.
And so, and then you can get massive problems from those two simple sentences, but basically, okay, now please, instructor, continue.
Right. So what I did was I designed this computer. I selected the hardware to be contained within this metal box. The power supply, the motherboard, the processors, the memory, the peripherals that would be included in it, like the floppy drive, the hard drive, and so forth, the cooling fans. And I sent it off to a testing lab in California to measure the electromagnetic radiation because I wanted to know. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Katie Singer. And if you'd like to go to our website, there's a link on the website.
How many
of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Katie Singer's with us, and there's a link on the website under instructors, usapreparence.com, Katie Singer, electronic silent spring.com. Electronic silent spring. .com. So, Katie, you asked me the question. I'm trying really hard to listen to you, but I will answer your question. Back in the 90s, I had this computer manufacturing company, and I was the senior consultant. And we supported five school districts, five county school districts, and we engineered the technology for them. And I was the guy who met with the principals, the teachers, the superintendents, and those kinds of things, and wrote specifications for their technology, and none of it included wireless communications within the building. And so, as I was building computers at our shop, at our factory, the 25 megahertz computers, I could open one of these metal cases that I had tested in a lab in California for electromagnetic radiation, and I knew from the graphs that came back on this $4,000 report for the evaluation of these units that the metal case was the way to go to create a Faraday cage and put the computer inside it, and then put the power supply inside that Faraday cage, and to minimize any space for leakage of these electromagnetic wavelengths. But when I worked on the computers, what I noticed was I could work on 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them at a time. And I could load software and debug them, and as one was finishing its process, I could work on another one. So I didn't have to wait for one to finish to work on the next one. Well, as we went from 25 megahertz to 33 to 40 to 100 to 200 to 500 megahertz, when we got to 500 megahertz, I started beginning a little forgetful. When we hit 800 megahertz, I became really forgetful. When we hit 1,000 megahertz or a gigahertz processor frequency, I was really, really forgetful. And I had to write myself notes in front of each computer. Computer number one, here's what I'm doing. Computer number two, here's what I'm doing. You know, the steps of the progression of the repairs or software installation on each of these computers. And that's because I had the cases off. I took the metal covers off. And what I found was, if I put the metal covers back on, I was fine. But I couldn't remember worth a darn what the heck I was doing because of the electromagnetic radiation that was coming outside these computers because the cases were uncovered. So that absolutely proved to me firsthand that, number one, electromagnetic radiation affects my brain. It really does. Now, some of us don't have quite those dramatic effects. However, I believe that no matter who we are, these electromagnetic radiation fields are impacting all of us. So what I'm saying is absolutely for sure, firsthand, I know what electromagnetic radiation can do, and I would not subscribe or allow or permit any of my involvement and students to have and teachers and staff to have electromagnetic radiation in the environment if I can help it.
To go on what you've just described, so if you've got a mobile phone, you put it beside your head, you know, beside your brain, then, like you were talking about having computers, I don't know, maybe 8 inches from you.
No, more than that. Two feet away.
Okay. And you were still affected.
Absolutely.
And so if somebody puts a mobile phone beside their brain, you know, for, I don't know, what, you know, half an hour a day, a couple hours a day, what's that going to do? That's the question. We do have studies about how people are affected. And let me say, I've gotten a lot of my information. I'm going to tell two websites that give wonderful studies, peer-reviewed scientific studies, independently funded from around the world. One website is bioinitiative.org, bioinitiative.org, and another one is saferemr.com, saferemr.com. Studies find evidence that EMR exposure results in DNA damage, changes in glucose metabolism levels in the brain, increased cancer risk, sperm damage, increased risk of miscarriage, neurological problems including dementia, that's what you were talking about with memory problems, increased behavioral problems among children exposed in utero, and a lot more.
Yeah, and who, what teacher is saying, my class is really well behaved? They're really, they sit still, they're listening, they're learning. Yeah, really? You have to show me that teacher. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Katie Singer's with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. You know, Katie, if we're calling this class 101, it's not enough time. I used to think that, boy, how am I going to fill 1 hour when I first started broadcasting? Then I was on 2 hours. How am I going to fill 2 hours? Now I'm thinking, how do we get it all done in 2 hours? We can't. So how about coming back with us on May 8th, Friday, 10 o'clock Central, and we'll do 102. What do you think?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Okay,
that'd be great.
Done. So next Friday, same time, same station, more of Katie Singer. So you were talking about cell phones. And, you know, if you think about the electromagnetic radiation, let's talk about walkie-talkies. You know, back in the 1960s, 1970s, you know, young people would really love to be able to talk to each other. So they'd get walkie-talkies, Citizens Band 27 megahertz walkie-talkies. They'd extend that long antenna out of the top of the walkie-talkie, and they'd communicate. Well, out of that antenna was the electromagnetic radiation that would communicate and reach as far and farther than that other walkie-talkie you were talking with, right? Well, the same thing happens with cell phones, except it's a higher frequency. It's more dangerous, in my opinion. And the antenna is not over your head. It is right at your ear level, which is a straight shot right through the ear canal, through the eardrum, right into the brain.
And most modern phones have three antennas, one for the cellular service. Actually, they can even have two for cellular service, one for internet and one Bluetooth. So all of those antennas, which, again, they're metal, they're attracting radiation, and they're sending signals, receiving signals, they're right beside your brain. Here's a really shocking figure for me. If a person starts using a mobile phone as a teenager or younger, their risk of brain cancer increases by 420%. And that was actually from a European study before iPhones and smartphones, which have more power. Another problem that I'm beginning to focus on, it's about how exposure to these common things like cell phones, cell towers, metal detectors, being in a hybrid car, any of these things can create electronic interference with medical implants. I'm talking insulin pumps, cardiac pacemakers, deep brain stimulators, and, you know, these common electronics that I've just mentioned, they can reprogram or shut off a medical implant. And 8 to 10% of the American population has an implant. I could go on. I mean, we haven't talked about how wildlife are affected, but go ahead.
All right. Well, let's do that in just a second. But just to put another exclamation point on what you're saying, airlines would say, don't use your cell phones because you'll mess up the flying of the airplane you're in, that metal
tube.
That
would be electronic interference, right.
Yes. So what I'm saying is even the airplane is having trouble with the cell phone. And so, Katie, just to be absolutely clear about this, you know, I talked about the access points and I talked about not using those wireless computers in the classroom. Here was my concern. So you have a notebook. We had teachers who say, boy, it would really be cool if we could teach English and have, you know, these notebook or these laptops at each desk and the students could, you know, write their papers. And I said, are you kidding? So you have 25 or 30 laptops, 50 milliwatts of electromagnetic radiated power. So each one of these things is like a small microwave oven without a cavity to cook in. So we're using the entire classroom as an oven, and we've got 25 or 30 of these notebook or laptop computers. Then we have the access point. Then we have the wireless printer. So we're going to use all of this wireless technology. It's going to be cooking us in the classroom for as long as we're there. It's going to be reflected from the roof, which is a metal roof. It's going to be reflected from the window frames, which are metal, the glass. And we're going to be cooking the students. No way are we going to do that. I'm not going to be part of it. And that was my concern because, you know, you used to, when microwave ovens first came out, and we're talking about the same frequencies, microwave frequencies. Well, when microwave ovens first came out, you could set the power to, let's say, low power, which would be 1 on a scale of 1 to 100, or maximum power of 100. You could cook a hot dog very quickly by putting it in that microwave oven, set it for high power 100, 100% power level, for like a minute. Or you could cook that same hot dog at 1% power level for like a long time. But it would still cook the hot dog. And that's what we're doing. We're cooking ourselves slowly.
I've got an IQ test question. Which is greater, the intensity of radiation that a microwave oven is allowed to leak or the intensity of radiation that a cell phone is allowed to emit?
Which is greater?
Yeah.
Cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and so, and here's one other thing. How many children go right up to the screen of the microwave oven and say, "Tell me to see how that soup is cooking. I just want to look in there, face to face with the soup." Never do that, class. Never, never. Distance is your friend. However, even though distance is your friend, we're surrounded with electromagnetic radiation. But I'd like to hear what you have to say, Katie.
Well, I want to shift a little to solutions because, okay, we're starting to name the problems. What can we do? And let me tell a story that starts out with more bad news, and then I'll tell some good news. In 2012, the CDC reported that 1 in 54 boys had autism. And this is an enormous number. 1 in 54 boys with autism.
Yeah, 2%.
2 years later, in 2014, we were up to 1 in 42 boys with autism. That's an mm-hmm. increase by almost one third in 2 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that we know. We don't know the cause of autism, and we don't know the cause of this alarming trend. But here's the good news. I've been working with a pediatrician in the Bay Area. Her name is Toril Jelter. She's Norwegian. And I have a report on my website, electronicsilentspring.com. The report is called Calming Behavior in Children with Autism. And here's what she offers. She has this free protocol where you turn the Wi-Fi off at night for at least 12 hours. That's step number one. I might add, until you get cabled internet access. Keep the Wi-Fi off for at least 12 hours. Step number two, do not let the child within 8 feet of any wireless device, like a cordless landline phone or a mobile phone. Step number three, turn the electricity off to the child's bedroom while he or she sleeps, turn it off from the breaker box. And she offered these three steps to families in her practice. There was one family on a military base, and the doctor was convinced that this protocol would not help at all because she figured the background radiation levels were so high at the military base. But they had a 10-year-old boy who had never uttered a word. He screamed every night from 10 p.m. until 3 a.m., and they were desperate, and they said, "We're going to try this." And actually, all they did was step one. All they did at first was turn their Wi-Fi off at night. And within 3 days, this boy spoke a complete sentence. And then they kept eliminating as much of their electromagnetic radiation emissions as possible, unplugging stuff. And the doctor also put the boy on a therapeutic-grade fish oil. And within 3 weeks, he slept through the night. So the beauty of this is that you do not need autism in the family to try this protocol, and it's free. Turn the Wi-Fi off at night for at least 12 hours. Keep at least 8 feet from mobile devices. And turn the electricity off from the breaker box to the bedroom while you're sleeping.
Okay.
That's one really cool solution.
I totally agree, and it's absolutely free. And class, if you have a nightlight, you know, one that you plug into a wall outlet, what you can do to determine whether you've shut off the electricity in that room is take that nightlight and try plugging it into the outlets that you believe you shut off with the breaker panel circuit breaker. Okay. If it lights up, you missed one of the circuits, okay? So that is a great way to go. Absolutely, I totally agree with it. And to put an exclamation point on...
And keep a flashlight a battery-powered flashlight near your bed if you want light in the night. That's a good thing, and that's good for children to have, too, if they need security to know they're going to be able to find their way to the bathroom or whatever. Keep a flashlight there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and to put an exclamation point on that, what we have in our home is I bought these computer power control, electric power control boxes, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 circuits, 6 switches, a master switch. What it does is you plug this device into your receptacle, and then it has 5 outlets on the back. Each outlet is controlled by one of the switches on the front panel. This is an old thing. It's probably from the 90s. I've got 3 of them in the home. I use them, 2 of them in the studio, 1 in the kitchen, and the one in the kitchen powers up the network switch. It powers up the satellite receiver. It powers up the television monitor so we can watch videos. It powers up a DVD player and of course, a television. So when they're not in use, they're off. They are off because they have these rocker switches that physically disconnect the power to these electromagnetic radiation transmitters known as Blu-ray players, VCRs, network switches, whatever, televisions, they're all transmitting electromagnetic radiation. So I don't want it in the house any more than it has to be, and the way I prevent that is by shutting off the power to those devices. These switches, these soft button switches that you have on your computers and televisions, do not shut the power off to them. The proof of that is you can have your remote control, aim it at the television, hit the on-off button, and the TV comes on. Now, the TV could not come on if the TV wasn't already on. So there is electromagnetic radiation coming out of your TV, even when most of us think our televisions are off because they're plugged in. Katie Singer, and I'll be right back. And if you want her book, I have just 2 copies of it, autographed, $23 shipped. You have to contact me, Vincent at USA Prepares. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. use to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Katie Singer's with us. And her book is called An Electronic Silent Spring. Website, Electronic Silent Spring. And if you'd like to find her, she's at usapreparers.com on the instructors tab. And I'd like to read a very short review of her book. The title is, this is on Amazon.com if you want to see it, one of the most important books in our family library because it will save lives, including yours. The first 7 minutes of this book will teach you why your last cell phone call was your last cell phone call. You'll immediately think of those hours upon hours of what seemed as important calls at the time were actually unnecessary. The exposure to electromagnetic frequencies is clearly killing us, and we volunteered ourselves to be part of the death camp. Katie Singer is an on-air instructor at USA Preparers and is ringing the alarm loud and clear. Please consider reading this book and then share it with each member of your family. It is truly a book that can save your life. Vincent Finelli, USA Preparers. So that's the review that I had of your book, Katie. I don't know if you knew that or not, but there it is. That's how strongly I feel about what you've done.
Well, you're participating in spreading the word, Vincent, and I appreciate that. I know we don't have a lot of time. I want to give one more solution to people out listening. If basically you don't want to use a mobile device in a car, and the reason is because, at every mile, while your phone disconnects from one base station, that's a cell tower, it disconnects from one cell tower and reconnects to a new one, and then the phone goes to maximum power. And I should also add that the signals from the cell tower and the phone, in order for them to connect, they have to penetrate metal. And so, again, the phone has to go to maximum power. All of that radiation, or much of that radiation, gets trapped inside the box, which the car is basically a metal box, and it bounces around, and you're in it. So don't use a cell phone or a mobile device inside of a car. It's just another solution. It's not easy for a lot of people. I know a lot of people are using the driving time, you know, they're passing the driving time by talking, but it's really dangerous. If you might think of the cell phone as an emergency device if you have to, but it's not worth it to, you know, radiate yourself inside of a metal box.
Yeah, and here's one of the problems. Some of the colleges and universities today require that the students use cell phones to communicate with instructors. And the problem is homework assignments are transmitted back and forth, and the students are under such extreme pressure, time-sensitive pressure, to get their assignments in, to hear from their instructor. So if they're doing something else besides sitting at their computer in their dorm room, they may miss some important communication, which could cost them at least, you know, a grade. And that's the problem. That's the problem, because we have allowed this to happen. And
we're faced with this question, okay, what do we do? And all that I can tell is that we need massive education here, and that begins with every single person who is learning about this, and that certainly includes me. I'm still learning every day about what we're doing and, you know, what I've agreed to without information. You know, I've just signed up for some things that aren't healthy.
Katie, I'm really looking forward to next Friday with you, and I don't think that's going to be enough. I'm thinking for the foreseeable future, we've got to talk about this topic on Friday, so you and I can talk about that off the air and get scheduled, and that's what I'd like to do. The threat is huge. It's killing our children. It's causing defective births, in my opinion. And no one I know wants to have an autistic child by choice. Katie Singer, thank you so much. ElectronicSilentSpring.com.
Thank you, Vincent.
Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing being pressed to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.